Fan voting for the 2014 Pro Bowl is underway. Vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland and Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to cast your votes. I think we're sending four people, Notorious.
I do too.
We need your help. We need your help.
I do too. I think they're pretty obvious. We know Joe Thomas would, I think, get his seventh shot at a Pro Bowl. Clearly the best, one of the very best, continues to be one of the very best pass-blocking tackles in the game, and I think he makes a seventh trip. I think Joe Hayden is going to make a first trip. We think T.J. Ward is going to make a first trip, and we think Josh Gordon will make a first trip on a 14-game season. We hope it's 14 total games, because that means at least he's played out the whole season. So, yeah, good stuff to look at, and that is encouraging to think that there are four guys who rank among the very best at their position on this football team. That is a place that this team hasn't been in a long time.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, and that's what I think Bill Belichick is saying, that there is some outstanding talent on this football team right now, and while the team has not put it together in a complete fashion, there still is talent and there still is upside and there still are things to be very, very excited about here with the Cleveland Browns. And is that as fun as talking about wins, being excited about sending guys to the Pro Bowl? No, but at least it is a departure, I think, from the past when you'd have maybe one Pro Bowler on the team, and now you're talking legitimately that there should be close to four on this team. And I think there will be four. At least that's my hope.
216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. And Brian in Dayton is with us now. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, brother.
Good. Calling my shot, I'm going to say Patriots 17, Browns 14. I think it'll be a tough game. Running will be probably the primary scoring thing in that game.
Okay.
If the Browns can hold them to 17 points, that would be pretty impressive. The crazy thing is the Browns have given up multiple passing scores in seven straight games, and not only is Tom Brady on fire with 10 passing touchdowns in his last four, the Patriots have a rushing touchdown in seven straight games. The Browns have not allowed one in five,
right.
So it will be kind of one of those irresistible forces meeting the immovable object.
Brian, you had another point if you're still there?
Yeah, I was wanting to get you guys' opinion on Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
Do you think the Browns would target him at all? Would he fit into their defensive scheme, or do you think they'd take a quarterback first?
You know, I wouldn't rule it out on the basis of position. Thank you for the call, too. I think it's entirely possible that they could go defense with that first-round pick and then grab a quarterback thereafter. The quarterback is a priority. I don't think the thinking is so entrenched that you've got to think quarterback only and every other position be damned. They could, unfortunately, after all the work that was put into the defense in the offseason, you're still left wanting more. You're wanting that guy who can be a dominant player. Now, that guy has to be Barkevious Mingo in year two. He has to step up and be a far better player, that force that, again, this team doesn't have. It schemes its way to sacks. It does not have people that win enough individual battles, and that includes Paul Kruger and includes Jabal Sheard. The overall group just doesn't have that dominant guy. And if you felt as a team that you could get that guy and still get your quarterback, yes, then I think that's possible. But it would all depend to me on where they are picking, number one, and number two, who's available in this, you know, who's really there from the quarterback group that you need to make that investment in. I don't know. And I don't sit here now confident that there's a single guy that the Browns could target when the estimate of where they pick, I think, is right about eighth right now. Overall,
I think, and we'll get into this a lot more, obviously, in the offseason, but I think as I look at this Cleveland Browns team, I would want to see, if you're going to invest on the defense, I wouldn't mind one more corner to be a lockdown corner alongside Joe Hayden, because that can help your pass rush out at the same time. To me, I want to see this. I want to see an investment in the offense commensurate with the investment in the defense last season, so that the Browns have multiple opportunities to win games. Right now, the Browns' real path to victory is play very good defense, limit the opponent, hope Josh Gordon makes a big play or two, and that's enough to win you the game. I wouldn't mind seeing the Browns be a more complete offense that can win shootouts, that can win low-scoring games, that can have either side of the ball with a big enough performance to win a game. I don't think that exists right now, and that's part of the problem. It puts so much pressure on the defense.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, it's conceivable too that Brian Hoyer factors into this thought process, that
sure,
a fully healthy Brian Hoyer is already here. He could be your quarterback, and I think even if you draft a quarterback, he is or could be very likely the 2014 Cleveland Browns starting quarterback. And if that's the case, I don't have a problem with that as long as, again, medical-wise, health-wise, everything is deemed he's perfect. He can handle running, moving, all the things he did before, and even better because it's been repaired. And I think we can look at medicine right now and feel good about the idea that he could come back with actually a stronger knee than he had before his ACL was repaired. That happens in sports. Now, that said, looking at addressing defense, your lockdown corner idea is a good one, but I would trust the people that I have there now. I want more depth behind what's there, but I think I'm more encouraged by the idea that if you could take a shot at, and I'm not saying, by the way, Clowney necessarily is this guy, and there's some good, you know, there's some questions to be raised about him, and we're just
UCLA.
Right, we're just scratching the surface, but I think as we look at it right now, nothing is off the table in terms of position, and to presume it's just quarterback or bust for the Browns in this draft, I think is presuming a lot that right now.
Yeah, and listen, plenty of time to get into this in great detail as well. But,
but we get so excited.
There are a lot of good options, and the Browns are going to be able, given the moves of the front office in the offseason, to add a lot of talent to this team. Two first-rounders, a second, two-thirds, two-fourths. They will be able to add talent, money to spend as well. And as you said, this offseason is going to be fascinating to see strategically how it is approached, and then ultimately the players that are the ones brought in to help get this Cleveland Browns team where we all want it. We have a big second hour for you coming up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Friday forecast at 2:15 p.m. Eastern. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal will be with us at the bottom of this hour. And then Gerard Cherry stops by for his usual appearance, as he always does.
But in unusually great fashion.
It is. Well, he's got some Patriots ties as well. It'll be a lot of fun there.
This is a great week for him.
It is. It certainly is. And we'll be back with more here on ESPN 850 WKNR.